This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with J Train podcast favorite Mark Norman. We talk about going on a spring break cruise and hooking up, black strip clubs, and breaking up. Check it out, share it around, have fun. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling a friend, a coworker, a mama, a papa. I want everybody involved. I've been doing shows around New York, and when people come visit here, I'm getting people to come to the shows, and it's been amazing to meet all of you. I was walking down the street yesterday. I'm on the Upper East Side. Let me introduce, I'll tell us, we can get into stories, because I love our guest today. He's an OKP, original key player. So always pumped to have Mark Norman. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, boy, you do amp up.
I amp up. I
gotta get brought the house down. That was
you
great.
Got it, man. This is we got an hour to do this.
Yeah,
okay?
A mic came from the ceiling. You want to start a fucking boxing match.
Buffer.
Yeah, let's get ready to pod.
Let's do it. I love having you on, and the fans love you as well. The listeners, they love Mark Norman. They want more Mark Norman.
I appreciate it. And they're coming out to my shows on the road, so thank you.
So there's some people from this one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool to hear. Somebody was in Atlanta. You were just in Atlanta.
Yes.
And the guy tweeted at me. He's like, he had such a good time. He's like, you killed it. So all of you guys got to get on the Mark Norman bus.
Yeah, not a bad GDI over here.
So get involved and follow Mark on Twitter, at Mark Norm, at Mark Norman on Instagram and Snapchat. You getting some snaps?
I'm getting a lot of snaps. Love the snaps.
Okay, so snap Mark on Snapchat, at Mark Norman. He's also going to be on Horace and Pete.
Yeah.
Explain that to the listeners if they don't know about it already.
I'll give you a quick rundown. Louis C.K., might have heard of him. Bit of a hack. No. He's got this show.
He's done a couple shows.
Yeah. You know, he's got some Emmys and he's brilliant, blah, blah. But he's got a show on his website. It's kind of a web series. Very dark. It's like Norman Lear on acid.
I've seen bits and pieces, and Lisa Traeger's on it, who's been on this show. And
Kurt Metzger, and Alan Alda, Steve Buscemi, Greer Barnes, blah, blah, blah.
It's got to be crazy to work with, like...
unreal.
I mean, you're working with comedians that you love, and then you're working with, like, real deal actors.
Yeah, Alan Alda's 80. He's calling me a fag. And that's off book.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, he's amazing. He just transforms, and Buscemi's cool. Mr. White.
It's
Reservoir
crazy.
Dogs.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I'm just riffing with these guys. It's mind-blowing.
And he wrote you into this show thinking of you, right?
We had a talk one night at the Cellar at like 4 a.m. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I got to talk to Louis. How cool is that? 2 days later, he's like, hey, I wrote you in the script. Come over and do a table read. I got to go to his house, and Edie Falco's there. We're eating sushi. It was bananas.
This is, like, amazing.
It's amazing. It's a huge thrill for me. It's, like, one of my life moments.
And it comes out every Saturday, right?
Every Saturday. He shoots it on Wednesday, edits it, comes out on Saturday.
That's insane. So all of you should go check out Horace and Pete. That's coming out on Saturday, and you're going to see Mark on multiple episodes.
Yeah, I'm on 2 or 3. Yeah.
That's great. And also, if you want to see any of Mark's stuff, go to marknormancomedy.com. He's going to be in LA the 28th through the 2nd when this comes out. So if you're around the LA area, you're going to be doing all the hot shows.
All the hot shows, the Meltdown, the Improv, the Hot Tub, whatever.
Improv.
You got.
I went to Improv one night. Fun place. I saw Dan Cook there.
Yeah, he's there every night. It's
crazy.
It's weird. It's like LA fame.
Yeah. You know,
we got Colin Quinn, we got Louis, we got Ray Romano, they got D'Elia, Dane Cook, and Bobby Lee.
Sorry for them. I like Bobby. So, guys, get involved with Mark. Super pumped to have you. Let's do some emails. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
We were talking just before we started. I went to last week. So I've had a run of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I've been really throwing them back.
It's been about 8 years now for you.
Yeah, it's been a long 8 years.
That's a marathon.
And I went to a strip club. And it was a black strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to a black strip club?
I have, yeah.
It's more of an event. It's men and women are there.
Yeah.
It's a nightclub.
It's wild.
It was packed. I went to the Bronx, and I went with you know, it's you know, Che is there, and we're like literally the women, and they have this thing called Stripper Idol, and it's hosted by John Moses, who has been on this podcast.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So it's literally, there's
John Moses, by the way, a white redheaded man.
Yes, and he's hosting at this black strip club where there's like 10 white people.
Yeah.
And there's maybe 1,000 people there. And
what?
It's insane. It's packed.
That's a lot of blue drink.
So on stage, I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Che said it was just funny to watch me watch this thing.
Of course.
I'm looking around like I can't. The women on stage, when I tell you all shapes and sizes, there was a 200-pound woman that was being featured.
Wow.
And nobody even made a face.
Wow.
Not one person was like, oh, laughing. Like, this was the Dove body campaign that I wanted to see.
Yes. You know? Yes. Is that Refrigerator Perry?
Yeah, it was insane.
Wow.
And she was getting after it. So then at 3 in the morning on a Thursday,
whoa,
John Moses hops on stage. He's super funny. He's been on this show before. I love John. And white, redheaded dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, anyone who wants to come up, amateurs, can come up. And they compete for $500 based on audience reaction.
Sweet.
So, you know, girls come up. One girl came up in a jumpsuit, and he was like, LeBron James! He's going to LeBron James. And he's like, pull out those titties! It was like the most, like, you hear so much, like, with, like, women going on Instagram with no makeup, and it's like, bravo!
Right.
You are so brave. And it's like, then you see these women.
This is brave.
This is brave!
Right.
And no one is even, like, batting an eye.
Wow.
One girl, so the girl that won the Stripper Idol, she climbed the pole like, you know, it was like, you know, like she had done it a million times.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, huge applause.
But what is this, an event? Is this a TV show?
Every Thursday night.
Every Thursday, it's just a thing.
Just a thing.
And Che's like, we gotta go, or?
We went for Becky's
birthday.
Yeah, so she got together. So it was Becky, Benji, you know, we had a whole crew.
Oh my God.
And we're all on this table, and ones are thrown everywhere.
Wow.
It was out of a movie.
Yeah.
I gotta encourage, everyone should go to one black strip club.
Yeah, like, but one, don't all go together.
Yeah.
You know? Don't gentrify
over.
It. Yeah.
Don't turn it into a Starbucks.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Oh, Mark, I'm happy to have you. Let's answer some emails. You ready?
All right. Boy, I feel like I need a rock star energy drink here.
Dude, you're in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mark Norman, at Mark Norman on Twitter, at Mark Norman on Snapchat and Instagram. Going to be on LA the 28th through 2nd. Slang on a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
So I pick emails for specific guests, and you have a podcast, Tuesdays with Stories. Mm-hmm. I listened to one where you went on a cruise.
Yeah, all aboard. I really went to town. It's so easy to get laid on a cruise. I'm sorry, there's a lady in the room. You might want to
we have some audience
put
today.
Two tampons in each ear. But we really got after it. I mean, four girls in four nights. It's nothing but buffet, booze, and then just what do you call that? Shipmate hopping.
Oh, and it's an enclosed space, so you kind of become like this little town.
Yeah, exactly. You start seeing the same people over and over, and then by the fourth day, you're like, 4 days, that's nothing. You know everybody.
You know people.
It's crazy.
Well, see, this writes, Jared Freed, my man, as per usual, been on the podcast since day one, saw your stand-up at Texas State. It was fantastic. Thanks, man. Recommend it to everyone to the fullest. Apply feather to nuts while maintaining intense eye contact.
Uh-huh.
Here's the dealio, though. I'm about to go on a post-grad cruise with my brothers. Everyone's super pumped. And school ranking in the Punani was never in school raking in the Punani was never much of a problem, but going on a cruise will be a different dynamic, I'm sure. What's the best way to maintain a steady revolving door of strange on a cruise while still turning back the clock and raging with the brothers? Appreciate all you do. One love. P.S. Tell Mansamp my favorite pastime is making my super conservative friends listen to his podcast. Makes my day every time.
Yeah.
What's your advice to the guy that's going on a cruise?
I'll tell you what it is. It's all about mingling.
Mingling.
Mingling out of the gate. There's a hot tub. Go in the hot tub and just, hey, I'm Jeff. Hey, I'm Mark. Just sit there and talk to everybody.
Yes.
Then you get to know them. Then you see them at the club later.
Yeah.
Then you're behind them. Remember me from the hot tub?
Yes.
It's just all about mingling during the day. Then you see them at night, and it's a little less threatening.
It's a garden. You got to plant your seeds.
Exactly.
And you
got
to plant them early.
Yes.
I totally agree. And while you're on the cruise, you know, if you're the guy, the fun guy during the day, you're setting yourself. You're alley-ooping yourself.
Right, right.
You get to slam it down at night.
Yeah, and you want to have a thing. Be the guy who's got, like, I was the guy who always had, they would free ice cream on the cruise.
Yeah.
I had an ice cream cone in my hand 24/7. So people are like, hey, it's the ice cream guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let's eat ice cream together. And it was way easier when they knew you.
You had a thing. So like, even if you wore something specific.
Yeah, crazy bathing suit or
and
whatever.
Especially because you're in this, you know, we're saying that you start to know each other, but You only know each other so much.
Of course.
In a town, you recognize, like, I'm from a small town, but a small town, that's a lot of people still.
Sure.
So I'd be like, oh, I know that car.
Yeah,
I see that car around all the time. I recognize that, you know, that yellow, Xterra.
Yes, you know? Yes, exactly. Like,
and you'd see it around town. So you need something, you need your own yellow Xterra.
Exactly. Also, you're in international waters, so inhibitions are way down.
Yes.
You know, there's no cameras around, there's no parents around. Uh-huh. So let's just get crazy. So every time, everything you do normally on land, amp it up like 10 notches. Like, just go for the makeout early, grab an ass cheek early.
Yes.
Sexual harassment is a little more vague on the water.
It's a lot more gray.
Yeah, the,
good
the
gray
boat
area.
Is rocking, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I touched your nipple there, but the boat turned on me.
I licked your nipple by accident. I fell over. Oh, my God. This guy's driving like an animal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is all going to come back to me.
I love that, though. You went on the Impractical Jokers
cruise.
Oh,
yeah. So I had the bonus of being in the stand-up, so they'd see me like, you performed.
Oh,
so
okay.
You had that. So that was an...
How so? Four women, four nights.
Four women, four nights.
How did you? What was like the best of those?
The first night, I had sex with a really old lady.
Okay,
just to like get my feet wet.
Yeah,
sea legs.
Yeah, you want to start slow. She moves slower than a 20-year-old girl. You know
exactly. But the second night, during the day, they did an Impractical Jokers podcast at like noon, and they let me on it as a guest.
Oh wow!
And so everybody was like, "You know them?" So I was in.
Oh my God! And Sal, that guy's got to be the best wingman in the world.
Incredible, because he just pushes like a gutter. All his vagina slid over to me. I was just like the water catch.
Put a good old pussy runoff.
Yes, the runoff. Yeah. There it is.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman. At Mark Norm on Twitter. Follow him. Support him. Fantastic comic. Always love watching him. Breakup talk.
Ooh.
J-Bone. I'm a pussy and don't know how to break up with my girlfriend. We've been together for 6 months and we're different people. Both seniors in college. Any tips that's worked well for you, your guests in the past? Do I tell her the truth or just come up with some nonsense? You the man.
6 months. This guy
is easy.
Nothing. This is an avoiding territory. You can just avoid her and get out of it.
You could ghost this one?
Yeah.
Really?
Casper on there. Come on.
What do you I mean, you've done breakups before.
Oh, boy. I was in a 13-year, my friend.
13
I wanted
years?
To break up after 2 years. We did 13.
You spent 13 years? You spent 11 years trying to get her to break up with you.
Exactly. I couldn't do it. I needed... The internet finally came in.
Yeah.
Because we were dating before the internet. That's how old I am. And eventually she saw naked photos on my phone, and I was like, all right, I'm out.
There it is. There's your excuse. I feel this guy.
Yeah, totally.
I'm a 10-monther.
Yeah.
So I tell girls when I first start dating them, I go, I will date you for 10 months, and then it's probably going to end.
You're like a pregnancy.
I am a pregnancy.
Interesting.
I am a long-term birth.
Yeah.
Because I just think... He's gotten the feel for it. I'm sure he thinks she's a great girl, good person, just not the person for him.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. It's very tough to rip this Band-Aid off. And I've walked into apartments. I've done this. I do it every year.
Yeah.
It's a yearly tradition.
Oh, interesting.
When I walk in, and also, every girl I date, the next guy, they end up marrying.
Ah.
Last five girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
They
made
something.
A movie about this, but I mean,
what's it
that
called?
Was a Dan Cook movie.
Oh, that's right.
Good Luck Chuck. But this is really my life. Like, last five girls, and like now one just got engaged recently, and I was like, there, number five. You know, like,
interesting.
Yeah, it's
you're
it's
the
uncanny.
Springboard to matrimony.
Well, I think they see how good life can be, and they're like, okay, I gotta get out of this camp.
Uh-huh. You know?
But I think anytime, and this is kind of this plays into my advice for the listeners. Before you walk, you go do it face to face, and you go do it as soon as possible. Respect is the amount of time it takes from when you know you should break up to the time you break up.
Mm-hmm.
So 11 years, that's very little respect.
Yes.
No,
respect.
I'm fucking with you, but I'm just saying, like, so what you're doing is actually a nice thing. As mean as it says it as it is to say to someone that you don't want to fuck them anymore.
Yeah.
Is as nice as it is that they get to go and explore someone else that might be better for them.
Right.
So you need to remind yourself of that you are doing the best thing for both of you. And I know, and I've said this on the podcast before, you're not that great a dude.
Uh-huh.
You're not that awesome.
Right.
She's going to get over it.
True.
You know, like she's going to move on to someone else that's going to be better for her, more supportive of her, and want the same things as her. So when you walk up to that door, you go to her place, say, hey, we need to, let's get together. I got to talk to you about something. She's going to know.
Yeah.
Because you've probably been acting like a dick for the past week.
Exactly.
And she's like, what's going on in this relationship? It's 6 months. She's not that comfortable. You walk in, You say to yourself, I'm not a dick. This is better for both of us. And then chop off the head.
Yeah, and it's never as bad as you think it will be.
Totally agree.
You build it up in your head for weeks, and it's never that bad. They're not going to throw a frying pan at you. They're not going to stab you.
And
it'll be fine.
And what I mean by chop off the head, be direct. Don't leave anything to be confused. Not, you know, I think. No, this is not the right relationship for me.
Yeah.
I've had great time with you, but you're going to have a better time with someone else. I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm really sorry to do this.
Yeah, drop a fucking phone book on the roach. Don't let it outside.
Yes.
Kill it.
That's how you break up.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing, if you leave it in vague terms, girls will attach themselves to those vague terms.
Yes.
And they'll say, well, you know, maybe in a month it'll work out. No, you're not. You're doing a disservice to this person by leaving it vague. You're doing the best thing for them. You're doing them the biggest favor in the world by saying, hey, you're great. I'm great. This isn't great.
And side note, this is rare, but I've had this before where you dump a chick you're dating and she calls you to hook up every now and then.
Yes.
And you get that, all right, I'll hook up, but you know we're done now. So you just get that free sex.
Yeah. It's free.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman at Mark Norm on Twitter. Follow him, support him. Blackout Menace. You blackout ever?
Oh, man, that was my bread and butter.
I mean,
I had some problems. I would go for the blackout. To me, the blackout was like, all right,
that's
I got
the
drunk.
Goal. Yeah. Yeah. And it's never, I've never gotten done with a blackout and been like, best night of my life.
Never.
I've never thought
never.
That. It's never led to a good, so this guy writes, Dear Jay Flaccid. Mm-hmm. Love the podcast as it gets me through my shitty internship without wanting to jump out the second story window. Enough jerking you off. I have a huge issue. I'm an average dude from everywhere. He writes, I'm an average dude everywhere from grades to dick size.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I all like right. this guy.
Yeah. I relate.
I'm with him.
He's not calling himself top tier. He just knows what's going on.
Mid-tier dick. Except my tolerance is the equivalent of a four-year-old. But I still try and drink like a lightweight. Like a heavyweight, he writes. This proceeds to me blacking out on a weekly basis. Last week, my dumbass ended up jumping on a pong table, kicking in a door, and putting a hole in my wall. Total cost around $200. Mm. Not to mention, I tried to pick a fight with a dude that's 6'2". I'm 5 foot short as shit.
He is a fucking average.
Yeah, I've tried to just give it up cold turkey, but college is college and tequila is tequila. This shit needs to stop because I don't want to keep paying for breaking shit in my house. Please help my drunk ass out. Oof.
Interesting.
What do you think?
This is on him. Either he's got to just devote himself to getting a higher tolerance or just learn and have one whiskey and call it a night.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen? And I think acknowledging an issue is the first step towards improvement.
Sure.
So he's acknowledging that he is a shitty drunk.
Yes. So he knows.
He knows. So this is worth step one. And you know, he'll have friends. The worst advice that someone can give is like, just stop.
Yeah. Right, you know, right, like yeah.
That's the type of advice where someone is just trying to get to their shit.
Exactly. Yeah. That is bad. I'm doing horrible in school. Drop out.
Yeah. It's like the girl that's like, just text her.
Right. Right.
And it's like,
oh,
shut
that.
Up.
Yeah.
Give me a strategy.
Yes.
That helps me get out of my stupid fucking head.
Right.
And
right.
This kid is in his head about it. And I hear him. We need to have a strategy.
Yeah. There's worse problems on earth than this.
Yeah.
This kid's all right.
And I think he's just alcohol-ish. I don't think he's an alcohol. And I think acknowledging that he can't drink this much, what he needs to do, and here's the strategy. You need to have a strategy for when you drink, and you need to stick to the strategy.
Uh-huh.
What I would do if I was this guy, and I take this advice for myself. You have two drinks. After the second drink, you switch to club soda.
Ah, interesting.
Because it's tough to avoid shots because shots are a social event.
Yeah.
Especially in college. Everyone's like, shots, you know.
Right, right.
What you do is you have to be aware that you fucking suck as a drinker.
Yes.
And be aware in your head. So when you have a couple beers, go to club soda. Club soda, everyone thinks is vodka soda.
Get that lime on the side.
Lime on the side. Everyone will think it's vodka soda. No one's going to give you shit.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like you always have that one friend who's like, six pack? What are you, a pussy? Right. It's like, how many do you want me to drink, man?
Yeah, right.
Do you want me to die?
Exactly.
You know, so you don't have to deal with six-pack asshole. You just have that club soda, and then people are going to be like, shots and offering. And now you can get in the shot game.
Yeah.
Because now you're not chasing shots with alcohol.
Uh-huh.
So two beers, club soda, and then when people are pouring shots, what you do is pour social shots.
Mm.
You ever, this is a bartender thing.
they will pour themselves like a third of a shot.
Uh-huh.
You ever do that?
No.
I do this all the time. So I'll be like, give me a baby. And people are cool with a baby as long as you're doing it with them.
Yeah.
So you go, like when you have a red solo cup, you only fill up like literally like the
a meniscus.
Yes. At the bottom. Like, yeah. Up to that first line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And look, you know, you're doing the motion, you're involved in the game, you're also loosening up a bit because you're having a little bit of alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But you're staying on the regular, and what you're doing is you're pacing.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go. Because you know what? I've been down that road.
I gotta say, this is all good advice, but this is not easy. This is easier said than done.
I hear you. That's why I'm saying, because this is a lot easier than just being like, dude, you're an alcoholic, stop drinking.
Right, you know? Right, right. Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to give them, what you have to do is walk in every night with a strategy. Mm. And that's the thing. Like, if you're going to run a marathon, you don't just start sprinting.
Uh-huh.
You know, you take your time, you pace yourself. He's got to look at nights as marathons for himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
That's the way to go.
But booze and strategies don't go hand in hand, you know?
I hear you.
It's blurry and blah, blah, blah.
We all make our mistakes, yeah. And that's how blackouts happen. But I'm saying he has to, if he starts his night slower,
yeah,
that will mean he'll end his night better.
Definitely.
That's the way to go. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Also, if all else fails, do coke.
That'll help, you know. Yeah. You know that, the J Train Podcast does not endorse drugs.
Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick of the Roenick Life Podcast. Check out our podcast, and I can guarantee you'll hear great stories, blunt, in-your-face honesty. Our guests never disappoint. It's the Roenick Life Podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn. Make sure you go get it. You won't regret it.
Guys, I'm coming out to Portland, Oregon.
Ooh.
On the 30th. Going to be at Harvey's Comedy Club.
That's a cool room.
You've been to it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be there on a Wednesday night.
Oh, nice.
And I'm excited to do it. I need some people to show up. So, listen, go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon. I'm also going to be in Buffalo. This actually comes out after the... I already have been in Buffalo. Thanks, guys, in Buffalo. I'm also going to be at UC Boulder and in Maine, at a college in Maine. So go to my calendar, jtraincomedy.com, and check out all that stuff. Also, we're going to have some t-shirts up there. Check out all that shit. Here with Mark Norman, at Mark Norm on Twitter, at Mark Norman on Instagram and Snapchat. Still a virgin.
Ooh.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was 16. It was December 30th,
1999. Really?
Yeah, it was the night before New Year's Eve of the millennium.
Really?
Y2K was in the air.
So you were like, the world is ending. I got to get this out of me before...
That's basically the line I said. She was 45. I think she was a prostitute. She didn't charge me.
And this is New Orleans. This is New Orleans. I almost expect this.
It was literally on Bourbon Street.
Really?
Yeah, the Ramada Hotel, room 218.
I know that hotel.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this guy writes, "What's up, Freed? I'm going to keep it short and simple. I'm a senior at an all-guys private school, funny, and a hell of an athlete, and a pretty chill guy when it comes to hooking up." This guy is the opposite.
I was just thinking.
Of the last guy.
This is above average guy.
But when it comes to hooking up, I have no game.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong, I can hold a conversation, but when it comes to flirting and going from that to hooking up, I have no idea what to do because of this, I'm still a virgin. I guess what I'm asking is how to not be so nervous, get a little game, and how to initiate a hookup. Always love the podcast. Keep it up. Any feedback would be great. What do you think, man?
So this is just how to hook up?
Well, this is a virgin in high school.
Uh-huh.
The problem he has is his world fucking sucks for fucking,
mm-hmm.
unless he's gay. Mm. He's in an all-guys private high school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy, he's got time.
He's got, that's the thing. And here's, this is kind of my advice to him. I didn't lose my virginity until I was a freshman in college.
Mm.
So like I understand, you know, some people lose it young. When he's in this mosh pit of dudes,
yeah,
all they talk about is the guy who fucked.
True. And listen to me now. There's a lot of lying going on.
Yes.
We all did it. I did it. Everybody. Yeah, I fingered her in the ass and I had one thumb up her pussy and all, and I don't even know where the pussy was. Yeah. You know, I was licking her clit while fingering her. Like, what?
No. You had a finger in a belly button.
Yeah, yeah. Just fucking her and fingering her.
Yeah. No, a lot of lying. There's a lot of, like, you know, just the way he wrote his email. I'm funny as hell, and I'm funny and a hell of an athlete. You're probably not.
Right. Yeah. You know, one or the other.
I thought I was great in high school, too. You probably did. You know, like, this is the bravado of all guys situation.
Yes, yes. And no one's funny and a good athlete.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You know, one
Woody
or the
Allen
other.
And on the crew team, you know.
I just think he needs to not worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. You're building it up in your head. It's a huge thing.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to happen.
Yes.
And if I'm in high school, I lean on my boys. I have a great, just have fun with your buddies.
Yeah.
You have so little time to do that. Everyone moves on in life when you get older. Everyone moves on to other shit. And girls are attracted to guys that have friends and are fun with
that's
their friends.
True, yeah.
They're not attracted. The guy who's out there, like, there's always that guy that's like just always pushing for chicks.
Yes.
And like, that doesn't even look good.
Nah, that guy's kind of dead inside too. He's trying to fill some hole. Yeah. No pun intended. But
And I think this guy, what girls want is good personality, fun people that hang out with fun people with good personalities. So
yes.
You have to surround yourself with good people and great relationships, mm-hmm. and then you make yourself a higher echelon dude.
Yes, well said. Also, I have no sympathy for this guy. He's in high school now. The apparatuses around you just lined up for getting pussy. It's like Bumble and Tinder and Snapchat and all this shit. Like, come on, man.
It'll work out.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you writing into a podcast? Get out there.
Get out there. And also, like, put yourself in a position to be with your friends with a group of girls. I think, like, especially in all-boys school, your issue is that you're not really coming across. You have to really go out of your way to make an event.
Yes.
So you have to do that with your buddies. Create some sort of event that you and your buddies can have to make yourselves look good that you can invite girls to.
Great.
And that's the move. And then, you know, the conversation comes from there. And also, back to the lying thing, everyone's lying and everyone's uncomfortable.
Yes, everyone's
nervous. Not one person is confidently moving through life at 18 years old.
Ironically, the one guy with the girlfriend, like the nerdy guy who's had a girlfriend since, you know, third grade, he's getting laid, but no one else.
Exactly. Just lean on your buddies, I'm telling you, and that'll work because you're getting reps talking to dudes. That converts to chicks. I know it seems like they're miles away from you. It's just a dude without a penis.
Right. Also, have a thing. Chicks like a guy with a thing.
Like a hobby.
A hobby,
or
like be
an interest.
Be a big basketball fan, be a big fucking punk rock guy, whatever. It doesn't matter because there's another girl into that thing.
Also, even if they don't get that thing, they like to be like, you know, Mark is really into basketball. I don't get it, but he loves it.
Exactly.
They love that you love something. They want passion.
Passion
is hot.
Baby.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This guy writes, two dudes, one chick.
Uh-oh.
This is blah, 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 feathering nuts.
I've been there.
Situation already happened. But what's the move when a girl, 868, you know, the rating system, face, body, personality, wants to hook up with one of you or your buddy, but one of you, but your other friends won't leave because they think they'll still have a chance.
So, I have this friend, Hunter.
Really?
Yeah.
So basically the situation, I'll explain it better than the guy wrote in. You're two guys want to get with one chick, and then someone loses.
Yes.
How do you get rid of the loser?
Oh, I thought he meant threesome.
Oh,
I've had that friend who's like, look, she wants to fuck you, but come on, a threesome would be crazy.
Oh, he's just always pushing threesomes?
Yeah, he's gay now.
Yeah, he is?
No. But he was like, to him, the threesome was like, it'll be a fucking story. Yeah. You just want to get blown? That's boring.
And you're like, I kind of just want to get blown.
Exactly.
I kind of don't want you there.
Right, but we had a few. It was fun,
I kind of want to cuddle afterwards.
Right.
And I don't need you at the on the back end.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to not see your balls during this.
What do you think? But have you ever had that situation where, like, it's you got a couple guys and it's getting late?
Totally.
And you're just been like, get the fuck out, buddy.
It's super awkward. You can feel it in the air. It's like primal shit. It's two animals going after one chick.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you got to somehow win, or you got to bow out, or they got to bow out. It's got to be civil.
In this situation, the human body is your best friend. At some point, someone has to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
This is my advice. The bathroom is like when a coach calls timeout and you get to have your meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The team, the guy's team can get together. So whether she goes to the bathroom or your buddy goes to the bathroom, be on top of. If your buddy goes, you got to go too.
Right.
That's when your team meeting gets to happen.
Uh-huh.
And you say to, because guys aren't chicks.
That's good advice.
Thank you. No, but I'm saying, like, we get the deal when it comes the dick game.
But it's so hard to give up that fed.
I know. Well,
when you think you have a shot.
So, but this is what I'm saying. So when you let's say your buddy, like, you go to the, you're like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I gotta go too. I'll go with you. So we go to the bathroom, and then if you're thinking like one of us has to bow out, you say to your buddy, "What's the fucking plan here?" What? And you call it out right there. You get in the bathroom and you're like, "What's the plan? What are we doing?"
Well, what if he says, "I like her," and you say, "I like her,"
and then I say, "Well, who do we think has the best chance at that?"
Right.
Point? You know who's gonna. You know, at some point, you both, you know, have to, like, someone has to step down.
I know, I agree, but it's tough when you both want the prize.
I also, man, Sam, you got
something? Yeah, I was just going to weigh in. I mean, if you're in the situation where you're both sitting there, he won't leave, but you feel pretty confident, like, the girl's into you, you just got to call, you just got to deflate the whole situation and be like, come on, man, get out of here. Obviously, you know this is not, know what I mean? They just got to call it out, maybe, in the room.
Like, yeah, like, can you get us a drink or get a drink or, yeah, something.
I mean, I think in this team meeting, like, if I was sitting with you and you were like, oh, I like her. And I was like, I like her.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, you know what, man? Go for it. I would always bow out.
Come on.
That would be my move.
What?
If it got to that point, because I think actually, you know why? Because it looks hotter.
Ooh, selfish.
I don't need this. I don't need this vagina.
Interesting.
I got
smart.
So much shit.
Great
tactic. I don't need this. So that you gotta outwit.
Yeah.
You know, so if it gets, so what you do is you do the team meeting. At that team meeting, if it gets to that, if it's just like, what's the plan here? And if it's your buddy who's like an ugly dude, you just be like, you're ugly, man. Like, it's not gonna happen. Like, call
true.
It out.
Yeah.
But if she's like, if you're like, you know, two, you know, knights jousting, then you back out.
Yes, a little reverse.
And you walk out literally with the sunset around you. Leather jacket on.
Yeah.
You know, you have that moment, and the girl's like, the one that got away.
I wanted him.
And now you are upper echelon dude right there.
All right, now I got to get a shitty blowjob because she's thinking about you. Yeah. What a bummer for me.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman, at Mark Norm on Twitter, at Mark Norman on Instagram and Snapchat. Going to be in LA the 28th through the 2nd. Go check him out. So much fun to watch on stage. Let's do, okay, so we got a couple of options.
Mm-hmm.
Female relations of an out-of-town trip.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Or there was a female email.
Ooh, let's do that.
Let's do that one.
A little lady action. We're getting too male.
Group project orgy.
Wow.
This is hot.
I'm down.
I'm an OKP and a girl listener. Okay. Your podcast drops unbelievable knowledge on the youths of America, so keep up the great work. Thank you. On to my predicament. There's this guy in my class, and originally he blacked out, hit on me at a party before I even knew we had class together.
Oh, I think we know this guy.
Yeah, the blackout guy.
Yeah.
We eventually became friends in class, and we have our discussion section together. We started sitting together at lecture, mutually decided to be group mates for the class project. So they're in their same group for the class project.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I saw him at a bar, and we were flirting hard. We drank a lot, and eventually I blacked out. Apparently, I told him I thought he was super hot, and I wanted to hook up with him. He said he couldn't because he's in a group project with me, and he doesn't want to make things awkward.
Holy shit. Who is this guy?
He said he needs a good grade in this class, and let's just say he wouldn't get through discussion without me. I got pissed because I don't know any dude that would turn down a girl just because we were working on a group project together. I've seen him out. He still seems to want to talk to me, gets flirty at the bars when we get drunk. But I'm starting to think I should keep my distance because the last thing I need is some fuckboy playing with my feelings / emotions. Our project is over in a few weeks, but I don't want to wait around for some guy who's too pussy to tell me he's really just not interested.
Mm.
I've always thought if a guy wanted to hook up with a girl, he wouldn't turn her down when she was coming on to him, even if they would have to work on a group project together. I'm not an awkward person, so from my point of view, I wouldn't even consider awkwardness being a factor. Let's be honest. I was drunk and horny, and the last thing on my mind was our class project. Apparently, he wasn't that drunk that night, but still, I think it's just him providing more excuses. What say you, my Jewish sage?
Wow. Well, well said.
It's a great
lady.
Email.
First off, this guy's got to be Asian. Yeah. There's no way. He's too into school. Yeah. Secondly, this is what I love about women, and pardon me, madam, but, you know, it's always like men just think about sex. It's all they think about. But then when a guy won't fuck them, they're like, what a pussy.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Make
pick
a choice
side.
Here.
Yeah. Do you like that we're so horny and aggressive, or do you not like it?
To that point, men, you know, the the famous thing is men all we want is sex.
Yes.
So when we turn it down, it's like that much more insulting.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know,
that's
so like
what it is.
That's what it is. Where a girl's like, well, men want sex all the time. You must think I'm really ugly.
Yes.
If you don't want to, if I'm putting it out for you on a silver platter, how could you not?
It's like a fat guy turning down cake.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the thing that she has to understand is that maybe she is an intricate part of how he gets through this class.
Maybe.
You know, and I do understand that, like, I mean, we see it in comedy. Like, sometimes, you know, there's somebody that, you know, you have a flirty relationship and they do comedy too, and you're like, no, this will hurt me.
I'm not fucking Schumer. I never want to fuck Schumer.
You open for Schumer on the road. Yeah. And so, I mean, if you ever had the chance, would you ever be like, I would
never do it. Not a million years.
That's a work relationship.
I'd rather the work.
You would rather the work. Yeah. Even, and that is not even to say that you have a chance. You know, we're not.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But we're just saying hypothetically.
Totally.
That would make your life a harder life than it is.
Definitely. My rent would be tougher to pay.
Yeah. So I'm saying, so, you know, that stuff does weigh on men. As much as we want sex, we also we're not that stupid. We're not that dumb.
School, though, I could give two shits about. So that's different.
I know. But I just think, and also, she says that it wouldn't get awkward, but she's already gotten emotional.
And she's already writing in those place.
She wrote, I don't need some fuckboy playing with my emotions and feelings.
He hasn't even done anything
yet. He hasn't even done anything yet.
That's a great call.
So I'm saying, he was right.
Yes.
This would have gotten in the way of the, let's say this. Let's say, you know, let's do some J-Train theater. We
please.
Do this from time to time.
All right.
You will be... I'm gonna be the girl.
Okay.
And you be the. We have just hooked up, and now we're in the group project, and then I'm the girl, and you don't want to hook up again.
All right. I'll be the guy.
You're the guy, and we just hooked up. We just hooked up a week ago.
Okay. Hello. How are you? All right. Sorry. Still going Asian here.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going
on? That was so much fun last week.
Oh, yeah. Oof, you know, still a little worried. I don't want it to affect our schooling.
No. We're working on the group thing. It's great.
Okay, wait. Have we fucked?
We fucked already.
Okay, sorry.
We fucked.
Sorry.
Now we're at the next group meeting.
All right. Okay? Got it.
Begin scene. Hey, Mark. It's so good to see you.
Hey, Susie. How are you?
I'm great. What are you doing this weekend?
You know, I got a lot of, like, I got more studying to do. I got exams are coming up.
Yeah, but are you going to go out Saturday? We're all going to this frat party. You want to go?
You know, who knows? It seems like a little crazy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I got a lot of work to do.
See, that's how it's going to work? You're just some fuckboy that's going to fuck with my emotions and feelings?
Well, we just had a good time one night. I'm not trying to fuck with your feelings.
It's a good time to not study with you anymore.
I thought it was just going to be fun. Why are you getting so worked up?
Because I have a vagina that has feelings.
I thought we would be adults about this.
No, yeah,
we are
adults.
That's what I was scared would happen.
Good luck with your group project. I'm done.
No, I need you.
There we go.
All right.
And scene. I think that was... But the thing is that, you know, she's going to say... She's going to want the next hangout.
Yeah, of course.
And he's going to have to play like, I thought we just were going to fucking go back to normal. It's just not going to work out, and it is going to get in the way.
It is. So what he's got to do is fuck her after.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the move. Well, that's kind of what he's doing. He's waiting until afterwards.
Yes.
But what she can't do, and what she's doing right now in this email, is she's saying, she's making it about her, the physical her.
Yeah.
And it's not that. He wants to fuck you.
Of course.
He wants to fuck you. I'm sure you're a nice, fun girl. But that will get in the way of other things that impact his life.
Oh, but we are forgetting the fact that she could look like Precious. We don't know what she could
but
be.
But he
horrific.
Already hit on her that one time.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, she's getting flirty vibes.
All right.
So if you're getting flirty vibes, a guy, he wants to fuck, but he also wants to fuck everybody.
Right.
So he knows that about himself. He knows the animal. Here, every guy knows the animal that lives within.
Oh yeah.
And we know that if we just want to fuck you, that we're going to try and want to fuck other girls, and that's going to ruin whatever relationship we have in place with you.
Exactly.
And that means him getting a C in this class when he could be getting a B.
Yes.
And he's like, why wouldn't I just push another couple weeks to the end of this? And she's getting offended because she's like, well, I don't want to deal with a guy who's too much of a pussy to talk to me.
Yeah.
No, he's too much of a guy who cares about getting a good grade.
Right.
You know, it has nothing to do with how she looks or acts.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's taking it personally. My advice to her, Don't take it so personally. Get your rocks off with him after the class is over. And you know what? It's going to be better for both of you.
Totally. And Jesus, ladies, how do you, this is how we feel all the time, by the way. We get shot down 98% of our lives.
That's the thing. Well, when guys get shot down, we're just like, oh, I guess I was too good looking for her.
We have to spin it.
We spin it.
We have
so
to.
We're such
we
cocky
ourselves.
Egomaniacs yeah. that we're like, we spin it in weird ways
right.
that girls can never understand. Girls are so down on themselves.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be this way. This is just the way that most of them are.
Right.
Is that they are like, if they get turned down, it's like, well, I guess I need to lose 100 pounds.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Like, I get turned on, I'm like, I guess I had too many abs.
Yeah. For... My dick's too big.
Too huge. Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email.
Please.
So great to have you.
Great, I love it here.
Always fun to have you. Guys, go follow, support Mark Norman on Twitter, at Mark Norm, also at Mark Normand on Instagram, and you got to get the same one.
I know. It's all taken. They took
it
everything.
Sucks. Let's do female relations out of town.
All right.
I would consider you an expert in this field.
Well, things are looking up.
Dearest anti-Semitic slur train. insert butt feathering, biscuit buttering, asshole tickling here. Thank you.
Did I miss something with the feathers, by
so
the way?
So I always say it really feathers my nuts.
Oh, okay.
When someone Snapchats me, them listening to the podcast. I've been getting a lot of snaps.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
I got it. Okay.
It butters my biscuits, tickles gotcha. My anus. I love it.
Got it.
And every time someone, it's like them on the shitter while listening to the podcast, like a video of them.
Oh, that's a great snap.
It's a great snap. And it means a lot to me. You know, when you get feedback from people that actually listen.
Sure.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's the best.
It's so cool. We had a couple, few podcast fans that came out to the Village Underground last night. And like, I came off stage. I had a great fun set. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about it. And I came off stage and the one dude, I'm coming off, and one of the guys in the crowd tried to hug me.
Oh, I love it.
And I go, I was like, that guy, I think that guy just tried to hug me. And then I'm watching the rest of the show, and then he comes up after, he's like, dude, I love the podcast. And it was the guy that tried to hug me. Like, that's how,
They know you.
They know it, but I think the podcast format, that there's a lot to this where it's so intimate. You're with people at maybe their most alone part of their days. Like
the commute or their work, yeah.
I listen to podcasts on the subway. I listen to podcasts that I love, and I do feel like I have a personal relationship with certain places that I listen to.
Yes.
And when this said it all though, when the guy was just like went for the hug.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. And then he was like, love the podcast. Me and my fiance listen. They were really great.
That's
yeah.
That's great.
I'm a recent grad working for a huge company. Next week I go to our awesome corporate retreat compound for some bullshit leadership training, corporate brainwashing training session. There'll be hundreds of young people there from all over the country that work for my company in a variety of different divisions. I know there will be some females there that I wouldn't mind disappointing by introducing their meat wallet to my average medium. However, anyone that's that will be there will be very intelligent and have a solid career ahead of them. I'm talking serious first wife material. How should I go about trying to coax one of these girls back to my room? Or should I play the long game since these girls are potential trophy fish level catches? Any mediocre advice, pro tips, or sneaky Jew tricks would be greatly appreciated. I love the podcast. Been a listener since the beginning. Your episode with Lisa Ann helped me get through a post-grad breakup as I was basically in the same situation as the dumpy in the how do I dump email. Side note, this place has everything, dining, bar, fitness center, rec room, etc. So there'll be no leaving the reservation to ensure maximum levels of corporate brainwashing. What's the play?
So let me get, this guy's on a resort?
Sounds like he's in a enclosed vacation-like place to do his company retreat.
And he's just going to try to get laid
He's wondering, does he just try to get laid? Does he try to meet real potential girls?
Right.
I think he tries to get laid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is he going to move there? I'm confused.
No, I think it's just what they do, I've heard of these before, is like they'll be like, okay, we're going to do a training session.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to have everyone meet in, let's say, Des Moines, Iowa.
All right.
And we're all going to be at one hotel, so you can do your training sessions, and there'll be a schedule, and you can eat at the restaurants in the hotel, and they'll give you, like, passes and shit.
Yeah.
But everyone, it's probably a huge company, that like a public company, that everyone comes to one place.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're basically going to, like, camp.
Yes.
For a weekend, and it's kind of, similar to the cruise situation, but everyone works at the same company.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So do you want to fuck people you work with?
I don't think you want to like get in a relationship
thing.
Because I think that's why you steer away from the relationship thing is the work. You know, I think you want the pure, I'm here on vacation, but also work thing. You know, you have a lot of things in your favor.
Yes.
I think what you do is you lean on the apps.
Oh, interesting.
So you go Bumble, Tinder, and you start swiping while you're there. You're going to be likely to find people that are there too.
Yes.
And if you work for the same company, now you have something to talk about. Now it's a quicker move. And
totally.
Since you're on the apps, it's saying I'm single, I'm looking. You know, it's a lot of things that you don't have to say that maybe you'd have to say if you were just hanging at the hotel bar.
Exactly. And also the app is secretive. You can just go. People know. You don't have to go to hit on the girl in front of everybody. There's Bob from accounting eye fucking me while I hit on, this chick at the bar.
Yeah. And I think what the app does for you, it basically says the things you don't want to say.
Exactly.
You know, you're like, I'm here to hook up. I'm here to have fun. It also says that you're like, with it person. You see these apps, no one on these apps is like not savvy.
Right.
They're hip to Facebook, Instagram. You can check them out. They're not like coming out of a ditch somewhere.
Yes.
You know, it's not like some girl that's like been living in her hometown her whole life and hasn't really left the reservation. These are people that are with it and young.
No flip phones.
Yeah, and they're looking to fuck. So get involved with the apps. And then when you meet up, play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sexy. Hooking up with someone at work is fun.
Oh, it's the best.
It's, you know, there's shit you got to sneak around.
And this is hotel rooms. You're away from home.
Yeah, this is an easy play. Also, but you on these apps, you are quick.
Oh, yeah.
You've given me this advice and I followed it.
I don't play games anymore.
So run us through you being on, like if you get a match, what's your first... You're a Bumble guy too.
Bumble all the way.
I'm a Bumble guy too. I support that decision. But girl talks to you. Are you just cut to the chase?
I say, hey, what's up? I'm in town for the weekend. You want to come to a show? Sure, I'll come to the show. They get to the show. Let's get a drink. Come back to my hotel.
Boom. You're like three lines in.
Yeah.
That's the way to play. You got to move quick.
Yeah, because there's other girls, and if she says no, you just put it. If you're honest, I feel like you can't do no wrong.
Totally. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mark, thank you for coming on.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
That was great advice. It's always fun to have you. We're going to do some shout outs, the news, and we have some reply emails about the read receipts right after the break. We'll be right back.
Read receipts. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me.
You make your own beat, so you got to leave. Hey guys, welcome back. Mark Norman, thank you for coming on.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Great advice, so much fun. We talked about the black strip club.
Yeah.
I think that's not offensive that we talked about that. I think that's...
What?
Why is it... I mean, that I is what, it is what
I
happened.
I don't know. I just... I
you said like, you had fun, too.
We're always on guard for that shit.
I know,
I think about it, but I'm also... I think... I'm saying it was the best night I've had in New York City.
Wow.
That's how much fun I had. I had such a good time, and it was like such a cool experience. And also, it just made me think a lot about that like body positivity bullshit.
Right.
And it's like no one in there was hashtagging shit.
Yeah. Like, in the moment.
Everyone was in the moment. Everyone was just fucking like, yeah, that's a woman. And every shape and size was represented. And I was like, this is the America I want to live in.
And can I say this about black folk?
Yeah.
They're very matter-of-fact people, like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
She comes out, every white guy says, oh, yeah, you're a woman. But when Rachel Dolezal said, I'm black, every black person said, blow me. You're full of shit. They can just say that. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we have to be nice and polite and all that.
That is the truth. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday, along with the J Train Podcast every Friday and Tuesday. We get emails telling people their top five. We have some feedback emails that we've been reading during this section.
Right.
This person wrote in with their top five. We have had people writing in their top five comics that have been on this podcast and wanted to join the discussion of top five guests. Compiling this list was so difficult that I had to scroll through the archive twice. I'm probably going to rethink the guests I chose like 4 or 5 months after sending this email. 5, Nimesh Patel. 4, Andrew Schultz. 3, Mateo Lane. 2, Mark Normand. And 1, Brendan Ayer.
Hey!
There we go. So if you guys want to send in your top five, you can send those in. Also, we had an emailer write in that he turned on his read receipts. I don't know who this guy is. He might be God himself.
Uh-huh.
Wrote in, or herself.
Oh, boy.
Black female God in a... My God's black and a woman and in a wheelchair. just to make everyone okay. So we had someone, he turned on his read receipts.
Right.
And then I said, we should all do this. Let's do the experiment. And I turned mine on, game changer.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like we were given the advice about going on Tinder at the work event. You're saying things without having to say them.
Yes.
So this guy writes in, we've had read receipt backfires and read receipt assists. So I'm going to read both emails. This is a backfire. What's up, Jizz Stang? Great work on the podcast. Helped me a lot after breaking up with my girlfriend of 3 years. Shout out to Dante Nero. Was going to reach out to her after the episode he was on the other week. He talked some sense into me. Okay, cool. Mm. Enough with your buttering your biscuits. Let's get down to the dilemma at hand.
I was going to interrupt before. It's incredible how people have all all the emails have started to say that, like, enough feathering your nuts, but better. Like, everybody just decided immediately to start doing that.
It's enough. Yeah. They follow, they get involved. After getting single, I joined every dating site known to man. Anyways, met a 99 question mark. I ended up talking to her on a couple of great dates that ended up with some makeouts, but nothing good. 4 weeks go by with texting, but without seeing her. And then she hits me up a couple of Fridays ago to grab a drink with her girlfriend. So I grab my buddy, head for the bar. She seems pissed off when I show up and something is going on. So my buddy and I decide it's a good idea to start ripping Jameson shots.
Nice.
Seems like a weird turn.
Yeah.
Anyways, one thing leads to another. And instead of pounding a 9-9 question mark, I end up pounding chips and salsa alone in my apartment. Fast forward to the following Thursday, mind you, after I turned on my read receipts, thanks to you, great advice. I hit her up, tell her I'm out with my bros seeing what she's up to. She responds saying she's going out and wants to meet up. Only problem is by the time she told me where she was headed, I was already in bed and forgot my read receipts. I had my read receipts on and didn't reply until the next day with the usual already in bed, had to be at work super early. What do you have on tap for the weekend? No reply. I then hit her up on Sunday asking how the weekend went, stone silence. Finally, on Tuesday, I asked her if she wanted to grab drinks and nothing back. J-Train, did I blow my chance on the 99 question marks thanks to the read receipts?
Mm.
That's not the read receipts' fault.
I don't think she doesn't dig this guy. For context, at the same time, I'm also talking with an 877 that I've been hooking up with, and she seems to be into me. Do I give a couple weeks and reach out? I think he's done with this chick.
Yeah, the Jaeger fucked him.
Well, here's the thing about read receipts. Here's the reason it's so great. It gets you to honesty quicker. So you read her text, what do you want to meet up tonight, then you went to bed and you followed up the next day. She saw that you read it. She's embarrassed. She sees that you read her want to meet up tonight and didn't respond.
Uh-huh.
She's now embarrassed because now she's basically been turned down by that read receipt.
Yes.
Which he thinks is a mistake, but now she's rethinking the whole thing. She's like, do I really want to hook up with this guy? Am I just putting myself out there to hook up with someone that I already have turned down a couple of times? You gave her the space to rethink you as a potential suitor.
You're right. So yeah, she came to her senses.
She came to her senses.
Too much space. If it was like 2 hours later, like an hour and a half later, and he was like, yeah, let's meet up. Perfect.
She
gave her
a little
time to be insecure, but yeah, it would have worked out.
Right. That's the thing about the read receipts. It's just getting you to the point.
Yes.
And that's what's so powerful. This guy writes in with a read receipt assist. J-Train, listen to the podcast and read your column about read. I wrote a column about it. You can Google it in my whatever. Let me tell you, blowjobs are indeed on their way. I got a text after I asked a girl out that was a bit subpar. Let it breathe till the next morning. Needless to say, the honest truth, read receipt, is a man's best friend. Just thought I'd share the screenshot of the text stream. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
So he writes, it seems that way. Well, listen, it was good to see you. I'd like to take you out sometime. Maybe grab some sushi. And then that's such hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe grab some sushi.
Right. He's trying to be classy.
And then she wrote, yeah, definitely. I'm at right now and going to soon.
No, don't say names of places.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's a sushi plug. Well, whatever.
Yeah, let's buzz those out. So, yeah, definitely. I'm at blank right now and going to blank soon. Maybe I will see you there.
The Holocaust Museum?
Well, then he didn't answer, so she saw that he read it.
Yeah.
And then she just wrote, hey, just read this message, and I didn't mean to come off as blowing you off. I would love to grab sushi sometime.
Oh!
So that's what this is what happens with every... This is the assist he's talking about. He wrote to her, well, I would love to take you out sometime. Then she wrote kind of a shitty, like, vague text.
Uh-huh.
Then she saw he read it, came back with, hey, I'm sorry. She's apologizing.
Wow.
That's insane.
Amazing.
That makes sense to everybody here. This is we're getting this timeline, right? The read receipt is a powerful gift.
It's a power move.
Power move.
Wow.
This guy, telling you, Mark, turn him on.
It's so funny because every guy is sitting in his dorm room going, how can I do it? What's the move? What's the trick? And the trick is doing zero.
Nothing.
It's so funny.
Did I talk about the last girl that like just went crazy?
To you? Yeah.
Did I talk about it?
I don't remember.
I put it up on Instagram. It's an Instagram of a girl that was texting with me. I texted her something and then she was like, I was like, let's get together. And then I didn't get in touch with her. And then the next day she's like, you're really rude. And I'm like, me? And then she just wrote, like, literally, it's a string of 10 texts in a row from her. And it starts as, like, yes, okay, bye, LOL, bye, screw you. Like, it's just her responding to the read.
She's slipping into madness.
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, if you have some read receipt stories, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one hypothetical. We'll do one news story, and then we'll do two shout-outs. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sup, Jared? Here's my hypothetical. You get to have sex with two women whose combined age is 100. Mm. You get to pick their ages. Interesting. What do you do? Assume that whatever age they are, they look pretty good.
Interesting.
So you got two good-looking girls.
Yeah.
Equaling 100. What are the ages that you choose?
This is a great question.
Great
question.
Love this hypo.
I mean, your first thought is go 250s.
Yes.
Just because, you know, you keep it right on that line.
But what fun is that? Variety is the spice of blowjobs.
Right. Huh. I think I know.
Go for it.
I'm going to say 60-40.
60-40.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have two.
60, yeah.
You don't want to go above 60. Do you? You want to be fingering at old?
Christy Brinkley.
How old is she?
Christy Brinkley looks great.
She looks terrific. I don't know. 60? I think she's 60 at least, yeah.
That badge has got to be like an old catcher's mitt. It's like a pita pocket.
I don't know. What do I, 3 and 97? No, I can't say that.
No. I don't know which one is worse.
No, I go.
She's 62, Christy
she's
Brinkley.
She's 60.
All right, 60-40.
I've seen Christy Brinkley in person.
Really?
She was on, I did the Today Show, and she was like the next person.
Uh-huh.
Fucking believable.
Boy, you got a lot of range.
I'll go daytime and late night.
Yeah, you really will.
So I was just on the Today Show and I pulled out a flask.
Oh,
because it was Kathy Lee and Hoda, and so I go on Kathy Lee and Hoda last week, and their whole thing, every time I go on, everyone's like, is the wine real?
Yeah.
They're known for drinking wine.
Oh, really?
So that's like their shtick. And they, you know, the wine's real, it's out, but they're not like getting boot. Everyone like plays, you know, Lisa Ann comes on the podcast, everyone's like, did you fuck her?
Right.
You know,
right.
Eric, you go on today with Kathy O, they're like, are they hammered? No, it's a shtick.
They're at work.
So yeah, they gotta fucking do shit. Yeah. So my thought, the bit that I was gonna do, they introduce each of the men on the tell all.
Uh-huh.
So when they came to me, it was gonna be Jared Free, it was gonna be a close up of my face, and I pull out of my back pocket a flask, and I'm like, Tuesday booze day.
I love it.
And then I had bourbon in it. And then I like took a fake sip and I put it back down, and then they went to commercial, and the producer comes up to me and she's like, do not take that out again.
Whoa.
I was like, sorry, I guess I'm never coming back here.
What's the price? Hilarious.
I think it's funny. They just don't like things that are out of their control. I think that's, you know.
Yeah, it's like the Conan tie thing I did. They didn't like
that
either.
Did you tell that story?
I did Conan for the first time, first late night set. And I was terrified, and I was like, I want to make my mark. I want to have something at the end. So I did my set, and it went well, and I was beaming with confidence. Yeah. Conan comes over, shakes my hand. I take his tie, and I dab the sweat off my forehead with it.
Yeah, I remember.
And it got like a huge reaction. Like, my Twitter blew up and everything. But Conan was like, don't do that again. And I was like, shit, sorry.
And then, but the thing is, the way with those things, you know, doing a set on Conan's amazing, going on the Today Show is fun. To break out of it, you got to be you.
Yeah, and it's a comedy show. Yeah. That's a funny gag. I thought it'd be funny.
It's exactly what I was thinking.
But his microphone is connected to his tie, so I could have pulled the whole fucking thing out of his ass. You
pull
know.
One string and the whole place comes down.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going, I can always fuck a 30-year-old. That's the thing. This is, I think, 60-40. I'm going 65-40 or 65-35.
That's exactly what I was gonna
say. That's not bad.
Just because the 65 will be fun, like it'll be cool to see what that planet looks like.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I want to take the Mars rover.
Right.
And see, what are you thinking?
I was saying 35-65.
Yeah, I think that's the move. Because a 35-year-old, I like the sex drive of a 35-year-old woman.
Good call.
Always fun, always good to go. The 22, it's always a little like, you know, you coloring inside the lines.
What do you mean?
It always feels like it's mechanical with a younger girl because they're, you know, I, even myself at 22, I wasn't comfortable in my own body to be like, you know, let me just see what, you know, the inside of your anus looks like. You know, like I, you know, this is with an older woman. They're like, yeah, fucking look at my toes. You know, like they're doing weirder shit just because they know what they want.
Love that toe look. That's quite a fetish.
I'm going to stare at them all day long. So that's what I would do. Let's go to one news story.
All right. Pornhub, the
gold standard
in internet pornography, officially opened up online strip poker rooms.
What? Okay.
Which sounds like the most dangerous thing they could have possibly done.
Well, this is a nude beach thing to me. Everyone you want naked isn't. Everyone that's naked shouldn't
be. So listen to this. So it's hosted by porn stars. Like they have girls like doing this live, like hosting the thing. I'm not seeing you naked if we're playing poker together.
Oh, good.
You can ask the girls nicely to like show them, you know, to show you their boobs and things like that. You get a video, like an X-rated video, if you win a hand.
Man.
Like,
interesting.
They're just going to be sucking cash out of people's pockets, though.
The porn industry is in real trouble when they're like trying to figure out shit to get people to spend money. They're like, yeah, we'll just do...
Right. You know, Next up, naked cockfighting.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your porn website of choice?
I go Lobster Tube.
What?
It's, what do you call it?
I feel like I have this conversation with guys every time and I find out about a new site.
LobsterTube is number uno with a bullet.
Really?
What do you call it? Archives. It's just everything you want. It's just boom, boom, boom.
Very searchable, user-friendly.
MILF, interracial, ladyboy, lesbian, Asian, Indian. It's just got everything you want. It's all laid out. It's easy.
LobsterTube.
LobsterTube.
Okay. What are you working on?
I think I've mentioned it on the show before. Nude Vista is another one, but it's the same idea.
I don't know
just
Nude
like,
Vista.
Same idea, where it's just every possible category you can just go through and see what you're into.
We should be talking shop more often.
I guess so. But once you got your one, you're fine.
Like. Once you got your favorites, I'll give Lobster and
Nude Vista
a shot. I'm an ex-hamster.
It's all on.
Love
it.
I don't know how I found it, but that's the one. You know, we all have our thing. We should, if we talk more about it, more open conversation, we'd be getting better wax.
It's like how girls talk about, like, I go to Sephora.
The male version.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mark, thank you for coming on. Such a fantastic guest. Love having you on. Man Sam, thank you for bringing the news.
Of course.
At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Freed here. A couple shout-outs. Sup, Jay Toad. It's the reckless kid from FGCU that showed you the Y-bomb shot. You know we all love the podcast. Looking for a shout-out to my boy, Shits, Tits, Anything Goes, JNEAM93. Thanks again. Keep it up, man. Hey, man, love the podcast. Listen to it every week. I was wondering if you could let my friend Kirk Whalen know that he's the biggest pussy the world has to offer. Thanks, and keep up the good work. Well, good luck to that pussy.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We will be back.